It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Mr. Creel.
Good morning, Mr. Sackett. We are recording this City Desk podcast on Thursday, January 31st, the last day of the month, and it's at 10:40 in the morning. And Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, we are reaching a milestone come February 1st. It is going to be our largest ever B News Monthly. Why is that?
Well, the reason is because, first of all, good morning. The reason is because it is going to have information on the annual State of the City Address, which is the largest, in my opinion, the largest presentation and speech that the mayor gives all year long to inform the public about what has gone on in the city and what is to go on in the city. And then in our newsletter, we have information about that.
The big thing about this State of the City is, and Cecilia hit the nail on the head, it's the one presentation where theoretically you can find out about every single thing going on in the city. Each of the department directors and some of the other key areas, and by that I mean police, fire, public works, community development, parks and recreation, administration, and groups like finance and the port division, they all do annual reports. My deputy, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, has the joy of poring over these reports. She pulls out the highlights and puts them in bulleted form, and then we have put them all in the B News Monthly. So if anybody wants to know how their tax dollars are being used, it's all right there. The other key thing about this 24-page issue of this newsletter is that there is a map in there that shows you every single project that we have going on in the city right now, and it tells you whether it is under construction, whether it is finished, or whether it's still on the drawing boards. It tells you how much money it's going to cost, and it shows you on a map exactly where it is. This is the most comprehensive thing that the city does every year, the State of the City report. And we're quite proud of the body of work, the program of work that we have in the city. The mayor was very passionate in his presentation at the State of the City luncheon. And the key thing about that is this. When you receive this newsletter in the mail, the mayor is going to be on TV every hour giving you this report as he gave it to the chamber audience, the Biloxi Bay Chamber audience. So it just lets you know what your city's doing.
It gives you that true meaning of what full exposure is. Mm-hmm. It gives you the full breadth and depth of what's going on in a city. And for many, 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 many cities in our country, that does not come to transpire at all. And that's the joy of this, not only the B News, but this particular State of the City address.
And I also want to let people know we've got the inside story on the $54 million downtown development. The other thing that we talk about is the infrastructure work. That deadline has come and gone on the infrastructure work, but the work is continuing out there every day. The deadline was either January 1st or January 2nd, I can't remember, for the work north of the railway. So there is a $6,000 fine that or assessment that... January 6th. So there is an assessment that is being tabulated every day.
Ouch.
Yeah, $6,000. Now, we're talking about a, what, $125, $128 million contract. There's also some things in the work known as change orders for some of the work that required design changes as they were working on it. So they're still working that stuff out.
Give and take, a little ease there, a little ease there.
Right, yeah. And the city council, they're going to be looking at that, as will the mayor. They're going to be diligently looking at, okay, what is this change order and how much time do we allot to that? That's where the give and take, as you said, comes into play. There is another issue that is bubbling right here in the city of Biloxi right now, as it is among other communities, not along just the Gulf Coast, but across the country. I'm talking about short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. Short-term rental is where somebody owns a piece of property and they decide they're going to rent it out for a short-term rental and make it as an investment. One of the problems and challenges that we have here in Biloxi and is how are we going to regulate these? because some people just set up shop and they don't tell anybody. And they don't get any of the permits. Their zoning might not be right. So we have, in this newsletter, we have the list of the approved short-term rental locations in Biloxi. We have a map shows you where you can have a short-term rental, where you can't have it, and there's another area where maybe you can have one. And what the maybe is it's called a conditional use. And this is where the rubber's meeting the road right now. What's happening is we have a number of people who have bought condominiums in Biloxi. And some of them live around here, some of them don't. What they've done is they've bought that condominium unit as an investment. So they want to make short-term rentals out of it. You have other people in that same condominium unit that bought it with the intent of living there. And now all of a sudden they're seeing people coming in and out of places. They're hearing noise. They're hearing disruption. Some of the people who live around the condo unit in the neighborhoods, they're hearing that same disruption. So the real crux of the matter is that, okay, it sounds like maybe somebody did not do their due diligence and they bought a piece of property not realizing they could not do this. So now they're coming to the city saying, I want to get permission to have a short-term rental. So what the city's doing, because in those condo areas, for the most part, it's a conditional use. We have to, under a conditional use, we put certain conditions on it. You got to do this, this, and this. And the other thing you got to do is we notify all the people who live around there, and we say that John Doe here, he wants to have a short-term rental. And if you've got a problem with that, now is your chance to speak up. Or if you think it's a great idea, now's your chance to speak up. A conditional use requires the planning commission to review the case and make a recommendation to the city council. Then the city council looks at it, hears the public, and then they make a decision. So in some areas of the city, it's by right you can do this because of the zoning. Some areas, in most of the city, it's prohibited. And in some cases, it is a maybe. And we use these colors to be able to tell people we used red, yellow, and green. I mean, it's pretty simple. Red means no, yellow means maybe, and green means yes. And then we've got the number for you to call if there's a short-term rental operating somewhere around your house that you think's maybe doesn't have a permit. We got a phone number and an email address in there for you to call. We've also got a story that tells you all the background about it. So we're quite proud of this issue, as we're proud of every monthly issue that we do. Mardi Gras coming up. We got the history of Mardi Gras in Biloxi with pictures and stories about previous Mardi Gras. And another thing that is so colorful here in Biloxi would be this thing about nicknames. Everybody's got a nickname. It starts at the top, Fofo Gillich. And so we've got a story that talks about the colorful characters and their nicknames, and in some cases, how they got their nicknames in Biloxi. So now we've talked about all that great newsletter. The only way that we're able to do that newsletter is by having community support. We're using a little bit of money from the city on things we were already doing that we had to mail out. But we're now, instead of just doing these individual mail-outs, we're doing a monthly newsletter. And we could not do that without the support of important advertisers, those who are civic-minded individuals. So we encourage you to please look at that lineup, those people who have advertised in our publication. We would like for you to just remember that when you're making your buying decisions or when you're thinking about companies. We do that for a lot of events that are held in Biloxi and a lot of endeavors. Cecilia Dobbs Walton went to an important meeting this week about another endeavor that's coming up, and there is an opportunity for civic-minded businesses to be involved. I'm going to turn this show over to you now, Cecilia Dobbs Walton, and you can explain who your guest is and the big event coming up in Biloxi.
Sure, what Vince is talking about is the Thunder Over the Sound Space and Air Show that is coming to the Mississippi Gulf Coast or the Biloxi area on May 4th and 5th. So that'll be the Air Force Thunderbirds will be here, and it'll be a joint show or hosted jointly between Keesler Air Force Base and the city of Biloxi. On Keesler, there'll be a lot of static displays. There'll be a lot of entertainment on Keesler. And then on the beach will be the air show. They'll also be, I believe they're talking about food trucks and stuff like that to be on the beach area as well. But since this is such a large event, I mean, we had Blue Angels here last year that brought in so many visitors, and I mean, the occupancy level at all the hotels were 97%. So this is something big that we're looking at coming into the Gulf Coast. But since it is that big, of course, a lot of people want to be involved in that. And there's one way to do that is through sponsorship. And I have a guest with me here. Her name is Heather Turner from... Do you actually work for Keesler, or are you a civilian?
I am a civilian working on Keesler Air Force Base. I work within the 81st Force Support Squadron, and I'm the commercial sponsorship coordinator. So we do events throughout the whole year, and I bring in companies to help support the base. But for the air show, we are taking in commercial sponsorships for that as well. And through commercial sponsorships, these companies can promote their marketing messages. We're expecting 150,000 plus attendees out at the air show. So we are inviting people to come in and do a sponsorship. The levels range anywhere from $5,000 up to $50,000. It just depends on, what type of perks you're looking for and your sponsorship opportunities. We'll have exhibit booths that'll be on the base out on our flight line during that portion of the event. We'll also have some opportunity for people to be out on the beach to get one-on-one interaction with people who are there to watch the show in the afternoon as well. We'll be doing a Friday night social on base, and sponsors are welcome to come over to that as well and get to meet some of the Aerial Act pilots and their crew. And we'll do a Saturday night concert out on the beach. So that's another great opportunity for sponsors to be part of that. The funding for this event is coming through sponsorship. We're going to basically be putting airplanes in the air, so civilian aerial acts and the performers, what that funding will go towards. And there are a lot of perks that come with being a sponsor, which include advertisement in our official air show program. We'll actually offer some advertisement in the Discover Keesler magazine, which is our on-base publication as well for some of our sponsors. We're going to do billboards and commercials, radio advertisements, so the large sponsors will have logo IDs in that as well. And of course, just get that interaction with the community.
Well, Celia, this is a wild ride and an awful lot of opportunity for a sponsor to be part of a very major, major event.
That's right. Like I said, when the Blue Angels was here, I mean, you should have seen the crowds on the beach and all the activities that were going on with it on the beach and from businesses. So this is a great way for businesses to be part of the Thunderbirds Air Show and to actually get their name out, like she said, and be involved with the air show. Now, what other type of activities, do they get any, is there anything where they can ride on one of the airplanes or meet the pilots or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. So some of our top level sponsors are going to have their own chalets, some VIP areas for them to kick back with their company. But they will also have the opportunity to go up in an airplane with one of the civilian aerial acts. And then we're also offering meet and greet with the performer for Saturday night's concert, and we will have a VIP chalet for companies to bring some of their guests in and meet that performer as well.
Do you have that performer set yet, or can you tell us who it is?
We do not have specific performer at this time. We are working that out, so I don't want to say too much right now, but stay tuned in the next month and you should probably hear more.
Okay, so if anybody is interested in sponsorship, how would they get in touch with you? Do you have a website that they can go on to or anything?
Absolutely. So they can go to the official air show website. It is KeeslerBiloxiAirShow.com. You can also find information on eventslocker.com, or you could just give me a call. My name's Heather Turner, and my number is 228-376-8369.
I'd say that number again.
Okay, 228-376-8369.
And anything else you think you want to add or think people should know?
Definitely encourage people to just come out and watch the show. It's going to be a great event coordinated with the city, so we're excited for this partnership.
I do have one question, too, though. Is there a deadline for sponsorship?
Yes, we are actually trying to roll out a lot of our larger advertisements by March. So we are hoping to get all of our larger sponsors within the next month. But of course, we're going to take, you know, some sponsorship up until the event as well. So we're hoping by March 1st to have our large sponsors involved.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Heather, for coming on and talking on this podcast. Like you said, it was your first one, and you did a great job.
Yeah, so
we thank you for that. And like you said, you can go online and get that information or listen here again and get that number. Contact Heather and become a sponsor. Like I said, the air show is May 4th and 5th in Biloxi. Now, just to kind of end the podcast, as we usually do, happenings that are going on this weekend. Gallery 782 on Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're located on Jackson Street in downtown Biloxi. They're actually going to have a pop-up photography special show, so they're going to have artwork there, and it's free to come out and check out that. Then on Saturday, which is February the 2nd, it will be the 7th annual Run for the Beads, 1 mile fun run and 5K. And the registration will be out here in front of City Hall, and they're going to run in the downtown area, like I said, a 5K and a 1 mile. There will be some drinks and food after the race, and you can register online at GulfCoastCarnivoreAssociation.com, and all that information you can find on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. This is William Sackett speaking.